go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host. So glad you could join us again this week. Well, starting out 2023 here, I would like to dive into a little bit of the trends that we're seeing on the marketing front. And this is just kind of across all different markets, all different businesses, just kind of generally what we're seeing, generalizations out there in the marketplace. Some trends, some things people are embracing, some things that people are moving away from, and likely a preview of what we're going to see more and more in 2023. Going to give you the top 7 things that are definitely trending right now and that will definitely continue to keep going through 2023 and probably beyond. The first one that makes the list is definitely influencer marketing. You know, what we're seeing with influencer marketing is it's really evolving into more commonplace. More and more brands are using it, even from big brands to little brands, and everywhere in between. Now, by influencer marketing, what I mean is some sort of paid arrangement between an influencer. Now, that can be everything from a celebrity on the high end to somebody that maybe has 10 or 15 or 20,000 followers on the low end, but they are someone that people listen to. They have a tribe of their own. Basically, an influencer to us would equal a tribe leader. So tribe leader of some sort. So we're going to see the use of influencer marketing evolve even further and become commonplace. As of now, there's definitely a lot of brands that embrace it, you know, both big and small. However, I think we're going to see some gasoline poured on that fire in 2023. And I think what we're going to see is we're going to see some tools emerge so that we can connect marketers with influencers and facilitate a lot of the transaction a little bit easier than it is now. That now it is a little bit time consuming in creating and building these relationships and following finding the right people for your brand and all those sorts of things. So my prediction for 2023 on that is it's going to get a lot easier and it's also going to get a lot more commonplace. Number 2 on my list, videos are going to stay short. So when it comes to video marketing, shorts are where it's at and it's going to stay that way. Whether we're talking about Reels, whether we're talking about TikTok, whether we're talking about YouTube shorts, I think content anywhere from 10 seconds on the low end to maybe 3 or 4 minutes on the high end. I think those sorts of things are going to be winners, with probably the bulk of them probably being 30 seconds to 60 seconds would be my best guess on where we're going to see things trend. So for marketers, we're definitely going to have to be able to communicate our story and get across what we want to get across really fast and really efficiently. You know, as we know, when people are scrolling, we typically have 3 or 4 seconds to gain their attention. Also, we're going to need to speed up is not only getting their attention, but actually telling the whole story. Just the amount of time that people will dedicate to one particular video is definitely going down, and they definitely want things to be right there, just boom, 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 boom. So videos are going to stay short. Definitely going to see the content definitely stay more portrait, I do believe. I believe that's going to be a continuing trend also, but they're definitely going to stay short. Number 3. You will see social media will be embraced even more as a customer service tool. Now, I have always been one to preach, meet your customers where they are, talk to them the way they want to talk. If they want to call you on the phone, talk to them on the phone. If they want to email you, email you. Let them email you. If they want to chat with you via text, there's tools to do that. If they want to use Facebook Messenger, by all means. Let's let them use Facebook Messenger. The more we can meet people where they're at and how they want to communicate, the better it's going to be, because they're going to be that much more comfortable and you're going to have that much more chance to close the sale. Now, what I mean by social media being a customer service tool is, yes, Messenger will certainly be a big part of that. Instagram messages, all those sorts of things. But we'll also see more and more integration between companies' Facebook pages and they're wanting to, hey, here's a link to their return. Here's a link to this. Here's a link to their that. And you're going to see them more use social media for those things as opposed to driving traffic directly to their website all the time. I think they're really going to take a lot more effort to meet people where they're at. And through that becoming a customer service tool, that it also in turn gives us a chance to remarket to those folks. So there's a lot of big advantages for us to embrace that. Number 4 on my list, I think we're going to see SEO come back even more. You know, there's been some people that will say, well, I don't want to spend my money on SEO. I want to spend it on paid traffic, or I want to spend it on this, or I want to spend it on that. I think we're going to see a lot of funds in 2023 head towards the SEO experts. So it's going to create great opportunities for those that are in SEO marketing, but it's also going to create more competition too, SEO-wise. So I would definitely tell you, get that program started now. Don't wait until you see everyone else doing it and jump on the bandwagon. That just gives people a head start. So definitely be mindful of where your SEO is right now and the things you can do to make it better. Perhaps maybe it's a good time to get on someone's schedule as far as having a talk through a SEO professional on that. See where you're at, see where you want to go, see what you would need to spend to get there. Number five on the list, and this is a trend we've been seeing for a long time, but it's really seeming to kind of hitting critical mass, is mobile optimization is absolutely going to be even more important to 2023. It's important now, don't get me wrong, but it's going to be even more important. We're seeing so much of the web traffic that we're getting now being, you know, it's not 100% mobile yet, but it's trending that direction. And, you know, depending on what reports you look at, some will even say 80 to 85% of purchasing is done via phone. So, and that's rising fast. So I think you're going to see less and less people that sit down at their computer to make their purchases. And I think we're going to see more and more people just making purchases right from their phone, whether it's booking flights or whether it's purchasing your goods or buying a vacation or whatever else it is. I just think you're going to see people start doing those things kind of wherever they're at that time. Hey, they have a free 5 or 10 minutes. They're going to pick up their phone and if they have money to spend or a purchase they need to make, they're going to make that. So mobile optimization of everything you're doing is going to be absolute key here in 2023. Don't sleep on that. You have to assume people are using a mobile phone when they're looking at your products or services. Don't let that be an afterthought. It's kind of shifted. Now, if you have to pick one, if you want everything to look awesome on mobile, if you can't do both, do it on mobile. Don't worry about computers as a secondary for almost every industry. Number six. Live experience marketing is definitely making a big comeback. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, that can be everything from a pop-up at a mall to something that's at a sporting event to basically anything where you can show up where your potential consumers are and create for them an experience. Depending on what you do, it could be different things. Like, say, for example, the firearms industry. If you show up someplace at a show or whatever, and you have a portable range with you, and you actually, if you're a gun manufacturer, you let people actually touch and shoot and all those sorts of things. Say if you're in the camouflage business, perhaps you would set up a little scenario where folks can put on your camo and crawl into some sort of a little display, and then their buddies can try to pick out where they're hiding in the display. You know, all kinds of ideas, anything where that you're engaging someone in real life, in person, where they're at, and allowing them to experience your product as opposed to just learning about it. So, like, for example, a great example would be, you know, at the auto shows, you'll have test drive areas and all those sorts of things. Anytime you can get into someone into your car and actually touch it, well, of course, you know, hey, these days, great websites that let you almost see things in 3D and sit in there and act as if you're looking around. But nothing still can beat touching, feeling, experiencing something in person. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that when we're in person places, we're able to invoke emotions that are a lot harder to invoke with a video or looking at a screen. So that's just my two cents. It might be part of it, but definitely look at things where you can get in front of your customers in person. If you can't get them to come to your experience, take your experience to them. Number seven, the last thing that we're going to see really expand in 2023 is the use of organic marketing. I think you're going to see organic marketing, whether it's organic socials or whether it's, you know, even stuff where you're actually able to build a tribe, whether that is on social media, whether that's in person, any of those sorts of things, that anything you can do to organically build a tribe and organically get people to talk about you word of mouth, you know, and create a belonging for people. I think that will definitely be a huge driver in 2023 for people to sell product. Because here's the thing. So as a human being, when you feel connected to product and you feel connected to other people that maybe use that product, it's just going to be make a purchase for you a no-brainer. There won't be much needed. when you're in a particular group and you like the same things, that and that organic sense of marketing and the organicness of talking about the product. For example, one of my vehicles, I have a Ram TRX. Now, you'll see me bopping around a little bit on forums and whatnot for TRXs. Want to learn some of the cool customizations and other things that people are doing to them, as well as, hey, there's a new upgrades out for it. What's the first thing I want to do? I want to see if anybody else in the tribe has tried them out, see if they're any good. That just saves me from having to just spend money and be a guinea pig, and I'll let somebody else be the first one. I don't need to be the first one, but hey, they've had good luck with it. Maybe it's something I'll look at. So you see, those recommendations go so much of a longer ways than anything you could possibly read or watch or view, you know, as far as finding on the internet. Because when you get these tribes and whatnot of people, there's definitely some trust that your tribe mates are telling you the honest and open information, as opposed to taking it with a grain of salt if it's something you've seen on YouTube or whatnot. So there's my top seven. 2023 looking to be an absolutely fantastic year for all of us business owners, and especially us that are really embracing the marketing side of it. So as always, you have any questions, hit me in the DMs. Until next week, I'm Steve Schaubacher. This has been the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.